Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat. And today I have with me your other host, Carl.
What's happening, people?
Guess what, guys? Today, without Eric, mind you.
Oh, you know we're going to get crap about this. You know we're going to get... Well, I tell you what. I can be faux Eric. I can be faux. So, okay, I tell you what. Do the intro and include faux Eric in there.
Okay, so you want me to roll it back again for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's right. Okay, just go ahead.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat. Today I have with me Carl.
What's happening, people?
And Eric.
Hey.
Man.
See, we can do this. We can do this, and no one will know.
Eric is going to be so upset. Eric's working. He couldn't make it for about a week, and Carl has been literally humping my leg to talk about this.
What? That is an inaccurate description.
So today we're discussing it's Valerian. And something. What was the whole title of the film? Because I can't be bothered to remember at this point.
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
That.
Based on the comic book series, Valerian and Laureline.
Okay.
So there's even more of it is what I'm saying.
That's fine. That's fine. So I kind of remember hearing about this and was interested, but then as it was coming out, I happened to be in San Antonio with my family reunion, and so I say, hey Eric, let's go see this. And Eric was like,
yeah, okay.
So we went to go see it. And there was a bit of drama, not family drama, but other type of drama. So I think I was a little tipsy that weekend. So I saw the movie. I paid attention to the movie, but we'll get into that. But let's just say, yeah, we're going to have to ease into some things. So, I did not know what the film was about. I do remember hearing that, oh, if you liked, what was the movie they compared it to?
Fifth Element. Everybody was saying it's going to be a super song.
If you like Fifth Element, you're going to love this because blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, okay, Fifth Element's my shiz. I love it. It's a classic. It was great, blah, blah. I want to see this thing. People were pumped up about it. It was weird to me that, like, not everybody was pumped up about it, but it was there's a fair amount of people that were pumped up about it. So I was like, okay, let's do this. So I got there. I did not know anything about the film. I didn't know the cast, only that it was going to be similar to Fifth Element. As I'm watching this film, Carl,
yeah.
I'm trying to understand the casting choice. Right, the casting choices. I get Kara because I feel like they want to make her a Mila Jovovich, right?
Okay.
I get her kinda. Didn't quite get the other guy. He looked like he was maybe a foe. What's the guy's name that plays Professor X in the new?
Oh yeah, the young one, young,
yeah,
young.
Yeah, what's
ex.
His face? Yeah,
yeah. I know.
So he has right. he's like a poor vote, or he's like a poor man's version of that guy. And so I he's supposed to be this suave, attractive lady killer. No. I mean, he's not a terrible guy, but lady killer, I'm just not. I didn't. Okay, that's fine. So then, as we get into the whole thing with the film, I gotta tell you, Carl. Now, while it was nice to look at this film, and then we would be reaching effects real territory, this thing was had so much in it that I just got tired, and I think I dozed off. And,
what? And
Eric had to nudge me and ask me if I was waiting. I was like, nah, dude, I'm awake. I'm watching this thing. But there, it was just so much going on here that it felt like about 20 films crammed into one film. There was just so much going on. I was tired. And I left my remark to Carl, was that it was a film that was built for Sci-Fi Party Line. But what I did not anticipate, that was a gamble, because Carl, there was a chance that he would not see it the same way as I did. But I gotta tell you, I didn't like it at all. It was just too much going on. I did not have fun. Maybe I had fun at the beginning or whatever, but then I just lost in all of what was happening, the goal of what the film was supposed to be doing. And to me, Fifth Element had a tighter story, even though it was wacky and wild and all over the place. There still seemed to me to be a world. It all seemed to be like one thing. To me, Valerian, it was, I don't know how much time passed in the film. I don't know what was happening. I don't know. But I'm going to let Carl / Eric, because I feel like they're going to have the same opinion, go. Give it a go.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing you got to realize about Valerian is it is visually seamless. I mean, it is a beautiful, beautiful film. If you just sit back and you look at it, it is remarkable the spaces that Bassan can create when he's given the money and the time. It feels like an amazingly rich, palpable place. I was really blown away when I sat down and I started watching it. There's this first, I guess maybe the first 8 minutes of this movie has no real dialogue. There's a little alien language in there, but there's no real dialogue, and we see this this ecologically balanced utopian world, these iridescent aliens walking around. We see a whole ecosystem of balance and life and
horizons. Didn't remind you of Avatar at any point? No,
absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. We get into that. You're right. We get into that. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful and definitely alien. Definitely alien. And then comes the scene when we are first introduced to Valerian. And it's like, hey, you hot girl in your bikini, come lay on me and we will be sexy. Now, that is not how Valerian sounds, but that's how it feels. Because the whole first 8 minutes in vistas and ecosystems and aliens and life. And then the first time that we see the humans, or, you know, we think they're humans, Valerian. It's this kind of, hey girl, why don't you marry me sometime? And she's like, nah, Valerian, you leave me alone. It's so jarring, just the difference between what you see and what you feel in the movie, and then when you start hearing the main characters talk. There's something very, very disconcerting about that. And that's the thing. When you watch this movie, anytime there are aliens on the scene, anytime you're looking at the technology, anytime you're looking at the world, it is marvelous and magical and so deep. And then the instant that the main characters start to speak, it like drags it all down. It's I know, because we have seen Bassan's work before, I'm not blaming the actors. All right, this is not about bad acting. This is something that is on the page. This is on the page. There's this thing that Bassan does, particularly with his male leads, okay? He likes, quote, I'm doing with the double in the air quotes, he likes these strong male characters, right? But he writes them like 1978 macho, right? And if you are, you know, a burnt out Bruce Willis as a retired beat cop, you can pull that off. You can pull that off. You know, that is writing to, you know, type into cast, and that matches. When you try to put that exact same gruff personality and basically chauvinistic kind of attitude on this kid,
it makes no sense.
And it's supposed to work. I mean, I'm genuinely trying to figure out, how old is Valerian supposed to be? Because, you know, when you, first of all, you know, the actor, he has a brooding quality about him. All right, he always has sort of a darkness about him, and you know. So the fact, like Kat said, he's supposed to be this lady killer that all the ladies love, and then at the same time he's got this darkness about him, but it's not a playful darkness. It's not a, you know, a handsome kind of. It's just kind of a dourness, and. And then you lay on top of that his 70s macho dialogue. It was rough, because it's like that throughout the whole movie. Throughout the whole movie, every time.
At least it was consistent.
Yeah, every time he speaks, he's got this sort of like, "Hey, I'm just too cool to be in this scene, eh?" You know, it's just weird. It's weird. So, yeah, you got to separate that right away when you're watching Valerian. If you are going for the visuals, it is amazing. And the things that he does, that Bassan does, the whole virtual mall and the trans-dimensional shopping bags. I mean, this stuff, because the other thing is, the way he tells stories, like good science fiction of old, particularly in the books, they'll drop a concept down, a crazy sci-fi concept, and not explain it. Okay, this is in good sci-fi, this is what happens. They'll throw something out there, and as the reader, you'll be like, "What? What does they mean? What do they mean by that?" And the story or the context explains what the technology is, or explains what the thing is. And it's fun to do. You know, if it's done well, it's fun to do. Especially if you're reading classic sci-fi, you're down for that. In his movies, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. And what happens is, if it's something integral to the plot or integral to the flow of the story, you're left carrying these questions as you're watching the movie. You're like, "Well, what does that mean? Or, well, what is it? What are they talking about? Where are they going now?" And you're just hoping that, okay, well, at some point this has got to come back around, or at some point this is going to make sense, or this is going to explain itself. Sometimes it doesn't, Valerian. Sometimes it doesn't. But there's so much stuff coming at you that it's hard to keep track of all of that.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. I got Eric right now. I was fine with it.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, yeah. Oh, we're going to do Eric? We'll do Eric. You guys are crazy. I mean,
Less passion.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. He gets a little worked up sometimes. Oh, you guys are crazy. Oh, based upon series 4 of the comic book of Larry and Lorelei.
He doesn't read comic books that much, so I don't know.
You go. Let me just. You just not gonna help me out.
I just want to make sure you get a little accurate. You know what I'm saying? I just want to. Okay, I'm gonna let you go.
According to the ancient Mesopotamian text, you guys are considering that this is based
like Shatner,
upon.
Though? Why does he sound like Shatner?
French. What? yeah. You're not considering it's French roots. No, no, I think Eric actually liked this movie. I could just feel, because it's just weird.
it's not just, that it was just weird. It's just that, I don't know. I we can't speak for him. We kind of know what we think he would say. No, I think he would say it was successful based on maybe its sales or something. It no, was successful it to was me successful. Based on how it looked, Carl. Like, yeah. I agree with you. It looked, it was very, like, it had that Fifth Element look to it. All the aliens were really cool. I thought when they were in the desert, but they were also in someplace else, you know, the virtual world or whatever.
You're talking about the virtual mall? The virtual
mall? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, right. I thought that was really cool. But that's when I wasn't jaded, because to me, like, we open with the iridescent aliens. Beautiful. They have a thing. They, you know, get invaded. Something is taken away. Then we go on this journey. And then, like, at the very end, we see these aliens again. Like, I feel like we saw maybe just like a touch of them in the middle of the film. And then they come back at the end. I'm like, well, now what now? What are they here for again? And some pearl or something was stolen or so. I don't know. And
well, this follows Besson's standard kind of story arc. It's sort of like a backwards story arc that he does. It's the same thing in Fifth Element, the whole time where we're trying to figure out what the Fifth Element is in the movie. The whole time there's this
but the large journey in Fifth Element was fun.
I know. I'm just talking about how he builds the stories with big pieces, and he doesn't explain them, and how it seems to magically come around in the end. I mean, he does this just like the significance of the spiritual connection between Valerian and the Pearl aliens, the Pearl, what they were. You don't really sense it. You don't know why it's supposed to be significant. Remember, that's what wakes him up on his beach holiday vacation. It's when he's invaded by the spirit of the Pearl Sister. And that is what was supposed to have, you know, guided him on this mission. Again, you know, unless you spell it out, it's not immediately evident that is supposed to have been as significant as it was.
Well, you could call this story shorter, because I feel like there was the thing with the three platypus aliens, and then there was so much that I just stopped taking it in. I was just like, I can't, I'm tired, because there was just so much.
Well, that's
yeah, I get that, but there was a lot, but to me, in Fifth Element, it was rewarding, and it was funny, right, and it was engaging, right, and it kind of, you kind of just went with it. To me, didn't have this same
consistency. It didn't, all the pieces didn't kind of come together. I agree. I 100% agree with you. The Fifth Element had the same kind of nutty disjointedness to it, but not only did you like the main characters a lot, I mean, you like Leeloo and Corbin. They were just interesting, and you could relate to them, but all of the stuff that happened, all of the craziness, you had a feeling like Corbin, you could live through Corbin, through that experience, because he didn't always know what was going on either. And he did his normal Bruce Willis kind of, like, I'm just going to do this by the seat of my pants. And, you know, if we make it, we make it. And it was fun to see him do it. But this young guy didn't pull off that same quality as a lead. And again, they tried to make him this heroic macho guy that was just too cool. Corbin was kind of clumsy, and he was disorganized, and he was lucky. You know, Corbin was just kind of lucky. And you live through him vicariously that way. Kind of like, you know, John McClane on Die Hard. But this guy was supposed to have seen it all, and supposed to have been everywhere, and Valerian was a hero, and he'd done all this stuff before. And so he never really felt challenged throughout this movie. I went back to try to think about his quote, personal growth as a character. And the sad thing is, I don't really see much growth in his character at all throughout the whole arc of the story. And what's sad is the only time I saw a glimmer of likability in him, really, is when he either had a woman in him or a woman on him. One of those, that was the odd thing. I mean, the moments when the spirit of Pearl comes out of him, there's a little flash of likability. And of course, the moments when he's surrounded by Bubble, you know, that's kind of funny. That's
Rihanna.
Funny.
So Rihanna was the best thing about this film to me.
And see, but look, this is the other thing about Bassan. Bassan has this thing about he gives the black folk the best characters in his movies. When you see a movie that's got, especially a sci-fi movie that Bassan's done, if he's got a black dude in it or a black person in it, they have got one of the most interesting characters out. And I don't know why. Look, would you not watch a movie about Ruby Rod? Seriously. I mean, he's had 20 years. I would have rather seen a movie about Ruby Rod after all of this stuff. I'd have watched the Bubble movie. Seriously. I would like to, like the story of Bubble, down with it. I would like to have seen that.
It's like he slowed down and everything, just like he slowed down and everything felt like a cocaine fury rage throughout the whole film. And this is like, oh, I'm actually gonna slow down and let you enjoy this Rihanna part. And I'm just like, wow. And then after that part was done, after she mesmerized you or whatever, then they went on the weird crazy chase. And I was like, you know, A, it looks like Dane DeHaan. You don't want to call somebody attractive because, you know what I mean? It's not nice and it's not true. He is an attractive guy, but he wasn't attractive in the way that that the film called for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to me, it looks like he was just some, he also looked like he did cocaine, and I would have preferred it if he was doing cocaine off of a hooker's ass throughout the whole thing, because it would have made sense to me why it was just so insane. So I had a point, but I don't understand why, like, who liked this guy so much that they thought he was able to carry the cast like this. Like, I think Kara would have been fine if she'd had like a Bruce Willis or something like that to anchor her. To me, she felt like the stronger actor, and that's crazy. You know what I mean? That's crazy because she's still pretty new. You can still feel her newness, and she's a model or whatever, and she's been in some good stuff, and she's been performing well. People like her. But I think Dane was just, he didn't do bad. You can't say, you know, that about him, because he did the movie.
I just think he was miscast. I agree. I agree with you. Because here's the other thing. Remember what I said? You couldn't figure out how old he was supposed to be? There is this, I assume that what we were going for was sort of like a younger teenage audience. This was supposed to be like the younger, playful version of the Fifth Element. And if that's the case, then you needed somebody lighter to have played Valerian. And it's strange because there's these moments where he shows up on the carrier or, you know the station or whatever, and he's reporting for duty, right? And he's talking to, like, either the, you know, Herbie Hancock, the defense minister, or or his general or whatever. And he looks like the youngest guy there, but he acts older than everyone in the room. And that is a weird, weird kind of juxtaposition, because look, if he's supposed to be the impulsive, law-breaking young guy, then lighten him up and let him be that guy. When he comes in and he's talking to the minister and he's talking to the general guy, there seems to be, they're almost like on the same level.
Well, no, I just got from that, I got that he was supposed to be the cocky star pupil who, you know, made it up through the ranks because he's so smart and stuff like that. And so they have to listen to him because, you know what I mean? He was a wunderkind or whatever. And that's how he got that way. So, I mean, I was fine with that. Mm-hmm. But by that time, I'm pretty sure I passed out from exhaustion and I was just, I don't know. You know what I mean? Because right, I just, wow, it was just so much.
It was so much.
And I just, it wasn't, like, I have to see it again to make sure that, A, I wasn't just drunk. But I'm pretty sure you saw it sober. So if you're having the same response, you know what I mean? I don't know what to say here because I don't, like, it's like, I feel bad trying to trash the film because, you know, as you stand back from it, I think maybe in a year or so, if we like, we watch it again or something like that, that we'd probably be able to parse it in our own living rooms and really see what was going on. But as a first, like, I think because we haven't seen something that with that much plot in it all at once, or well, whatever. I mean, I feel like it did have some plots to it. It had like several, it had five different stories going on all at once, yet it was one story, and it wasn't horrible, but it was just too much. And then is that really, Carl, what is that? Is that a critique, or is that a style that we just don't appreciate?
Yeah, well, I would say that has a certain European flair to it. We're going here again.
Here we go.
We're going because all right. I'll say this. One, there are a lot of really interesting moments in this movie. There are scenes and moments where things occur that are really, really interesting. And it's a combination of how the visuals play on what you're feeling at the moment. So there is a visceral quality to the movie that is impressive. When it was over, I sat down and I was watching the credits, and I'm sitting in the theater, the older one there, because there were not many people there. And I asked myself basically what you were just asking. I asked myself, have I watched what will in the future become a cult classic? You know, is it just too much of something right now? And years from now, I'll be able to say, hey, I saw Valerian in the theater and nobody else did, you know. But I can't say that there was enough magic in it. There wasn't enough cult or nuttiness or I'm gonna have to say it. There wasn't enough uniqueness about it that
I don't know. I'm gonna have to take you to task for the uniqueness.
Please,
the uniqueness, because I think it was unique.
As compared, okay, I'm gonna say this. Here's why I'm saying it's not.
Okay.
Because it felt so much like Fifth Element. Here's the other thing I got to
critique. Then is that a stylistic choice and not necessarily the lack of being, I mean, not being unique?
Here's the thing, though. I mean, when we go back and watch The Fifth Element, besides the fact that the effects hold up after all of these years, the importance of it is that massive story and all of that disjointed happenings coupled with the beauty of all of those special effects, they were able to do that in 1997. Okay? I mean, at the time when we were exposed to all of that, we hadn't seen anything like that.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay.
Now this is 2017. All right? From 97. And when you go beat by beat and you look at what we saw in Valerian, the only thing, so this is a subtle line. There's a little thing that you got to notice here. It was more visually polished than The Fifth Element was. For example, I mean, here's one little thing that it's easy to neglect. No, Fifth Element had no computer-generated characters in it. Valerian, the main characters, were computer-generated beings, and the uncanny valley was so slight. It was beautiful.
what they were able to do with the face.
You know, you're right. I forgot that wasn't.
That's the thing. And that's the thing about Valerian. There's all of the, I mean, the artistry that it took to pull that off. Even when we look at stuff now, when we watch ILM stuff, you know, when we watch the latest Star Wars movie, you can still feel a little something in the computer.
Wasn't ILM involved in this? Because I feel like Eric and I watched the credits after it and he was like, ILM?
Okay.
Well, I feel like maybe he said that. I'm not really sure, but you know, maybe he'd know if he were here.
Maybe they were, but what I'm saying is when you see the computer animated characters, even in modern Star Wars movies, you can still feel a little something. You know, they almost got it. With Valerian, I think it's because, well, I'm not sure what it was, but there was just a little more smoothness to it. So saying all that to say, okay, look, we're talking about all of this and stuff, but when you put that much effort into defeating the Uncanny Valley, but you deliver nothing more in terms of the character than what they could pull off in the rubber masks in 97. That's what the problem is. You see, because you can feel the artistry in the detail of Valerian, but in terms of the basic stuff, something fell through the cracks. Something was missing. And like I said, between 97 and 2017. I'm going to need to see more, and I don't mean more in the details of how the characters look. I mean more in terms of the story, more in terms of the character. That's the way movies seem to be going, but Bassan had a certain freedom that not every director has with this movie. And as nutty as he is, I really thought that we were going to see that come out in the story.
Oh, we saw it.
Well, but not
but
where
it was
we,
unchecked.
Not where we needed it. Not where right. we needed it.
I think what's his name? Dane was the actor's name. Yes, yeah. Dane. You said it perfectly when you said he was miscast. But, you know, the reason why I think I'm still talking about this is I feel really like I'm missing something. Like, I really don't want to trash this film, you know, and I really don't want to say that I disliked it. But initial thoughts was like, what? I feel like there's something like I'm not understanding about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Eric will tell us. Eric will tell us what it is that we are missing
but
here.
But, no, it's... I don't know. Maybe somebody who is a fan of the source material could say if it, you know, was spot on, if it's always this nutty, is it because we're an American and we expect certain different things? Like, what is it? Because to me, it was not on. It wasn't as fun as Fifth Element. I know when I enjoy a wacky thing, you know what I mean? I enjoy wacky stories.
Buckaroo Banzai. Fifth Element. There's a way to tell unbelievable stories in a way that is fun, where you just let go of the crazy and you roll with it. But there's got to be a path to roll in all of the chaos where you don't get lost. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. You can have all kinds of stuff exploding and going off and not necessarily making sense. But if there is a joy at its core, you can let go of that and just experience it and still feel like you're getting something out of it. I didn't feel that at the core of Valerian.
So was it the actor or was it the writing?
Well, I'm
still, or was it the directing? Like,
I'm still gonna say it's the writing. I'm gonna say it's miscast. It was miscast, and it's the writing, because again, Valerian didn't have to be so full macho.
But is that true to character from the original, from the source material?
Well,
do you know that? I don't know enough about? I mean, I'm devil's advocate.
But okay, here's the thing. How come it felt just like the dude from Lockout then? okay? Oh, if it's supposed to be true, this
why did you do it?
Because you know, it's the same thing. My main criticism of the main guy in Lockout was the same thing. This old macho-ness felt weird. It feels unnatural. And again, so if it's in an old dude, maybe it could work. But to come out of a young guy and it's the future and he's got a girl he's trying to pursue, it just felt a little unbalanced. So because I have seen this same guy come out of Busan before, but I saw, I was like, oh no, oh, this guy again, no, no. Again, but there are some really, there are just some, like, okay, I get the ecological nature's harmony thing that they were doing with the story. I actually thought it was that part of it, that thread of it was very beautiful. Yes, it took me, you know, right back to Cameron, but I still had an appreciation for the balance and the statement about nature versus technology, and an appreciation for that which was natural. I got that, and Busan made that visually and emotionally clear in this movie, in a way that I think was meaningful. The same way that he gave dignity to the native Pearl people. It would have been very easy to have portrayed them as some kind of primitives, or some kind of crazy.
Wait a second, Carl. Oh my God. He did Lockout?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that was Lockout, right? Busan?
He did Lockout.
I know. Why are you surprised? You couldn't feel it? You could not feel Lockout in Valerian.
Oh. I'm just reading through his filmography. And I was just, because you said Lockout, and I was like, surely no.
I'm not making this up. Yes, that was him.
Wow.
This is what I mean. We've seen this guy before, and I don't mean Busan. I'm talking about this character before.
Oh man. Well, he did District 13.
What?
What do you mean, what?
He did. Are you sure?
I'm looking at it on Wikipedia. It says what? District 13.
What is that? Are you thinking about District 9?
Oh, I'm sorry. He did not do District 9.
He did not do District 9.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I was reading and I interrupted you. I'm sorry, folks, for that. It's just that was weird to me. I didn't think he did Lockout, because Lockout was terrible.
And why was Lockout terrible?
Because they had trousers and a mouth or something.
Yeah, I mean, anyway. So, again, he could have made these primitive bush people, and it's all about trying to reclaim their land. But the scenes where we see the last survivors of the Pearl rebuilding their society on that little bitty lifeboat, that little fragment of the quote alien technology that had fallen to their earth. That was, I mean, and it showed how smart they were and how industrious they were and how
that
they
was
were.
Cool.
Wasn't that cool? I mean, so
that was cool.
So there are a lot of these moments that are in there. So here's another example of something that was visually, you know, playful and whatever. The moment where Lorelei is captured by the, what are you going to call it, the Oompa Loop aliens. I don't know what those things were. And she's got on her, quote, wedding food gown with the big hat. And she's walking down that. Now, besides the fact that was just very beautiful, the lineup where she's got her giant lemon, and the aliens squeezes the lemon juice on her head, and it becomes clear that she is part of the meal that's about to be served. There was something just very, very,
the combination of the visuals, the nuttiness of what was about to go down, and the peril that she was in that moment. Again, there are these moments that are very fun in Valeria, but so much of that just kind of gets lost in the shuffle of what's supposed to be happening, or you trying to hold all of these elements together. It doesn't flow.
I forgot about that. You're right. It was very exhausting. Like at that point, I was just like, wow, when is this over? Wasn't it 2.5 hours long? It was really long.
Well, it felt long.
It was just a lot, and it was long. And I felt like if they had made it shorter, he would have had time to be more concise. There were things in it that didn't need to be in it. But, well, I mean, it's just like he should... That movie could have literally been split into three and still been too much.
But again, it needed the core. It didn't need less of the periphery. It needed more at its core. Because if there had been more at its core, it wouldn't have felt
so... But then more at its core is more of the aliens. And we've seen that before. What's the core then?
I'm saying more of the core. I mean more of... growth in Valerian. I mean, more of a meaningful relationship between he and Loreline. More of why the pearl, the alien, or the actual pearl was so important. The stuff that held all of these loose pieces together was tenuous at best. So again, I don't mind the moments. But they've got to hang off of something, and it didn't quite feel like the core was there. I mean, again, what was happening between Valerian and Loreline should have been more meaningful and more emotional, and that was not there. Just like when you're watching The Fifth Element, the whole it was a cross between a romance and a daughter father relationship with Lilu and Corbin, and when you're watching it, you are appreciating their closeness. You're appreciating them trying to help each other out. There was, despite all the other exciting, crazy, nutty things that happened in The Fifth Element, there was a meaningful, playful reaction, interaction going on between those two throughout the whole movie that you could always come back to. No matter whatever silly thing that happened, you could always come back to them. And when they were separated, you could feel his desperation to try to save her. You know, that was always at the core of Fifth Element. Valerian, you know, they just go their separate ways. Maybe he loses his hand. You know, it just wasn't there. The stunt casting was kind of fun, though. I mean, I always like Bassan throwing folks, random folks in there. And of course, you know, Ethan Hawke. As the film. That was fun.
Yeah, that was nice.
I mean, but you see, totally unnecessary. But that was fun. I liked watching crazy Ethan Hawke just shambling in there. Oh, but here's one other thing I thought was a little odd. Valerian killing. Now, what is he doing? Is Valerian seemed not to kill when he should have, and would randomly kill when it wasn't necessary. And that gave me a hard time getting a moral barometer off of him. When you watch it again, you go watch it. Because it's visually interesting. But when you watch it again, look at his body count. There are times when people are messing with he and Loreline. He should have killed them. And he just lets them walk off or he'll wing them. And then you got somebody like Jolly and he'll like drop them in the middle of the cafe for no reason. What was Jolly going to do? I mean, that's the pimp. What was he going to do? It was weird. That was kind of rough. Because, again, I'm trying to get a feel for who Valerian is. And for him to just arbitrarily drop neutral people like that,
felt bad. It felt bad. Anyway, that was one other thing I noticed.
I think that I quit caring around that part.
Well, see, that's the problem. You know, you're not supposed to quit caring. This is the lead. This is who the movie's named after.
I wasn't into that guy. He wasn't charming at all. Not for this particular role. I'm not really sure what he was doing or what. I couldn't figure him out as an actor. You know what I mean? I feel like he would be good in other things, but this was just not it. And so and it's hard to say. I don't know what it was. Cause well, let's take Chris Pine and Wonder Woman, for instance.
Yeah.
I did not know originally that he was going to be in it. And he's been Kirk to me since he's been Kirk. So to see him do something else and be in a film like that, it was, he had to earn me liking him and me eventually falling in love with that character. Valerian, and like I also remember falling in love with the Bruce Willis character in Fifth Element, mainly because it just everything felt right. This one, if there's no love, I don't even know if he, like you said, did he learn anything? Did he grow as a character? Do we care? Do we want to see more? Kind of don't. I felt like I saw all of Valerian that I wanted to see. I feel like they needed to slow things down, but then I don't think people wanted to pollute his artistry with their opinion. So mm-hmm. I think that nobody edited him.
He was the director. He had full control.
Right. But then he had no men. He had a bunch of yes men. And I think I'm not really sure, like, I don't know, man. It felt like he needed another hand on it, but then with the other hand on it, make it less pure. But is that purity something that we appreciate? And was it good? You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm doing all these mental gymnastics and trying not to say this film sucked, because I'm trying to understand outside of my normal like popcorn flick comfort zone, which I think is amazing that I would even give it that much consideration, considering I felt overwhelmed. However, I want some answers.
There are a lot of films that are a collection of moments, and they don't necessarily come to a conclusion, or the story may not go where you want it to, but there's something powerful about the moments. Valerian kind of tiptoes around that space. Visually seamless, and there are moments in it, but I don't think it holds together well is the problem. And so I agree with you. I'm trying to, you know, I try to look at it from outside of the popcorn experience, and I try to look at it from a lot of different angles. But it seems to be missing. It doesn't do enough of the things that it's supposed to do. It's not enough of it.
You know, Carl, I want to be wrong. I want us to be wrong. I want somebody to swoop in and say, you're wrong about this.
Well, that's going to be Eric.
Well, no, but then, I mean, I want them to have like a valid explanation. Not just.
Oh, well, that won't be Eric then.
I mean, I'm not saying Eric won't have a valid explanation. I mean, maybe like a listener or something that's like, you didn't get it because, and then explain it to me. And so when I look at it a second time, I can see what I'm supposed to be saying, but then should we be trying this hard? You know what I mean? Like, should we not be trying this hard? I don't know what to do. And so that's something that's a strange feeling to me, because I want to try to understand it as it was presented, you know, as the artist gave it to us, and not just, oh, this is garbage. You know what I mean? Because to me, it feels like there was way too much work and time put into it and care for you to just say it was terrible. You know what I mean? It just feels like it deserves a bit more consideration.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, I still give it remarkably high. I mean, incredibly high marks for the visuals, and for a collection of moments. It is impressive to see, but the pieces don't come together very well, and it feels disconnected when you watch it. Was there any story element that you feel like you missed? I mean, because I got the core, I know what the story is about. I see how they tried to pull everything together, in terms of the main story. But I guess, again, my main criticism is, through an epic adventure like this, you are expecting the hero to learn something and to change. And through all of the stuff that Valerian went through, I mean, again, he carried the spirit of an alien in him that sort of guided him like the Force. He went against the military industrial complex. He did all of this stuff, but it didn't seem like he changed any as a result of it. And that's not great storytelling. That's lesson number one in writing, that
your or is it realistic because people don't change?
No, people do change, especially when they're exposed to amazing circumstances. People change.
I guess. I don't know what happened here. I wouldn't say that I was angry. When I, you know, how sometimes you see, like, Skyline, you see that and you're like, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? You leave, you know, I was exhausted and felt like I missed, like, I got that the aliens, they were portrayed, their home was destroyed, they got retribution, there was a fight for it, blah. I got
and technically, not retribution. It's not even really retribution. They just got what belonged to them, and in a reasonably peaceful way left.
Okay, fine. Their form. I'm pretty sure it felt very retribution-y to them because they've never had to do anything like that. Well, so okay, I got that. Why? I mean, we get why Valerian. Well, you said this already. We get why he was in the film, but why he was chosen was what made him special. I don't know. Would the film been better without him? No, maybe it would have been Avatar. Would the film would have been better without the aliens? I don't know. Maybe the film should have been more about him as an agent, because when they said that they were like FBI agents or agents of the law, I'm like, really? They act like freaking, what do you call those, private detectives or something, because they didn't really have that military feel, you know what I mean?
And discipline, yes, right.
And mm-hmm. So, and I was like, well, it's the future, maybe, you know, they don't have that anymore or whatever. And
well, if you'd taken all of the aliens out and it had just been a movie about space detectives, that would have been Lockout. So, you know, you don't want that. You don't want that. He also did Lucy.
Which I did not see.
Oh, you haven't seen it. I need to see it.
I have not seen that. But I don't know. I feel like I'll maybe read some articles there. Because the articles that I saw were articles of people who didn't like it, and so I want to run across something where somebody's explaining like what how if you do like it, how and what should I should be looking for. Other than that one, to me, this one, it wasn't as fun as Fifth Element. It didn't have a lasting impression. And then, you know, you said something about the black characters having the most fun. Well, I feel like Rihanna's part wasn't as fun as Chris Tucker's part.
We are not comparing one to one. I agree with you.
I mean, you made a racial statement, so I just wanted
to... I mean relative to the other characters in that movie, not across all Bassan movies. I just mean within a movie where Bassan drops a black person in there, they are remarkably interesting compared to the other folks in that particular movie.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm not. I mean, this, I'm not comparing across.
Well, if we were comparing it, if we were,
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. No, no, Chris, I would definitely rather see a Ruby Rod movie than a Bubble movie. But still, I'd rather have seen a Ruby Rod movie or a Bubble movie instead of this. I really would have. I don't know why he's playing. He really needs to make a Ruby Rod movie.
Well, Chris Tucker, he probably wouldn't do it because he'll be like, oh, I'm old and I'm fat. And I'm just like, dude, you're Chris Tucker. That shit don't matter. You know
seriously,
what I mean?
Seriously, he could do it. He could do it.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, that's it. I got nothing else. It's an experience.
Okay, well, maybe at some point we'll get with Eric and we'll really hear what he has to say. I'm very sure I can bet that he will have no problems with this film. He was able to accept it as it was.
He loved it. He loved it. He's going to say,
I won't say that he loved it. No, I won't say that he loved it, but I'm pretty sure he'll say that it's fine. And to our credit, I think we're saying that it is also fine, but we're trying to figure out, you know.
Know what you're getting into when you go into this. Just
wait,
be ready.
Nobody has listened to this and have not seen it because they don't. They need the spoilers. They're not going to listen to this. Anyway. Yeah. But I feel like, he'll say that it's fine. And I'm not sure that he will be... drool over it like he would about Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan, something like that. But I'm pretty sure that it's fine. And then, as I was saying, we're saying that it is fine, but it could have been or better or I don't know, something different.
Yeah.
So
visually stunning, full of moments. Because there you go. That's my. This movie is visually stunning and full of moments.
Lots and lots of moments. And I guess that's our show, Carl.
That'll do.
That'll do. All right. Give us your feedback. We thank all of our listeners for doing that so far. You can give us a voicemail at 773-336-2686. Go to our website, leave us a comment on scifipartyline.com. We are on Facebook with a discussion group and we have a Facebook page. You can get us on Twitter and casually because we're always reading Twitter. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
line.